And for now, we'll go back to the phones. You are next up. What's your first name?
Hi, Frank. My name's Don.
Don, you're on the air on KLOS with Frank Sontag. Thanks for calling, Don.
Oh, thanks for taking my call, Frank, and good morning to you. I got a few things I wanted to talk about. Very quickly, I'm sad to hear that you're no longer interested in the Impact Message Board. You may know I'm the one that created that, and I'm sad to hear that you are not going to look at it anymore or whatever, but I just want to ask you to reconsider.
Well, I did not know it was you, and I know we've talked. When I said what I said, I also made mention of the person that was responsible. I appreciate the intention of it. Whenever I go and I access it, excuse me, recently when I'm reading posts by people, actually some that I know personally, using profanity and talking about this one individual who was clearly there to rock the boat, I'm thinking, that's not why you yourself started this.
Certainly not.
Let alone comments about my personal life and other things.
That's right, and there is things that happen on there that I don't approve of, really. But I try not to be a censor. I try to keep it an open forum. As best I can. So I just want to ask you to reconsider. You know, I really created it for the listeners to, you know, really to serve kind of as an echo for the show to, you know, sometimes, you know, repost articles you might read or, you know, make announcements for upcoming events. So if any of the listeners wants to check it out, it's on the web.
Well, hold on a second.
Okay.
Hold on. So then tell me your commentary on some of the things that have been exchanged. I mean, the bickering back and forth. I mean, what is, as you as the person that's responsible for this chat room, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I didn't like it, but I didn't want to act as a censor and ban somebody. Although I did come close and I did consider it. But the person eventually left. And hopefully won't come back.
Well, but the person, from what I read, wasn't exactly the whole part of the problem. You have people in the group that are regular people that contribute that not only applauded this person's exit, but blatantly and profanely. I mean, I just, when I read some of these posts, I thought, what's this about? What is the purpose of this chat room? Is it really reflecting what I think this program reflects? It seems to me the last month or two it's turned into a gossip-filled bicker fest. And it really, really made me angry, I have to tell you. Not that you have control over that necessarily, but I'm thinking, so I'm going to keep getting on the air and promoting this so people can read postings about my personal life or about bickering back and forth using profanity about some person that somehow didn't agree with a bunch of other people? It's hard to support that kind of stuff.
Oh, I understand. And I respect your decision. I just want to ask you to reconsider and just, you know, I'm going to try to keep it going for what it's worth, for at least for a while, as a service to the listeners, as best as I can. And I apologize for, you know, for maybe not exercising, you know, more authority over it, because there is clearly stuff on there that's just really, you know, it really shouldn't belong on there. But
well, I followed since you started it, and it started out as being a wonderful outlet for this program and to continue dialogue, and I've seen it slowly deteriorate into some gossip column, basically.
Well, you know, that hopefully is in the past, and I you know, I just hope that it'll continue to get better in the future, although I can't promise that. But, you know, I don't want to dwell on that too much. I didn't really call to talk about that.
What'd you call to talk about?
Well, I really wanted to talk about what's going on in Iraq, because it's very troubling to me. You know, there's so many things that we could talk about in regards to that. And, you know, one of the things is that the whole situation from the initial invasion to this occupation, it's all been managed by the media. And they've done a job of giving a particular viewpoint of what's going on. And, you know, if anyone bothers to try to find out for themselves what is actually happening. I mean, as best as you can, of course, you know, there's just no way to do that unless you're actually there. But, you know, you can get on the internet and look around and find out, you know, all the innumerable attacks that happen every day. And not to mention, you know, the average of, you know, two or three American soldiers that die there every day. It's just crazy. And again, it's being managed by the media, and this whole spectacle with the State of the Union and the pseudo elections that they had. You know, it's interesting. You know, in my opinion, you can't export something that you don't have domestically. And you know, we don't really have a clear or a very good grasp of democracy in this country. You know, our elections have much to be desired. And, you know, we think we can go give, you know, democracy to the Iraqis. It's really kind of absurd on the surface. What do you think about that?
I would agree. I was just looking as you were talking. A brief excerpt in the last article that I read that I think said it better than I could about how, and I'll find it in a minute, but basically said my position, how can you impose this theory of democracy at gunpoint from an alien power? I mean, how can you suggest that these elections were legitimate? It's just, on the surface, it's ludicrous, let alone the point you make that I also agree with. We're being bombarded with propaganda in our media, that somehow this was such a great thing. And when I saw them start to trump out the Iraqi Americans voting, that's when I knew in my heart of hearts that this was really a huge propaganda campaign.
Yeah, and, you know, the final chapter is yet to be written. You know, we're still there. And, you know, one of the things that I've been trying to discern of late is the exit strategy. And, you know, for example, in the State of the Union, our president said that, you know, several things have to take place. You know, they have to be democratic, and we have to, you know, basically secure Iraq and secure the borders and make sure they won't, you know, be unfriendly to their neighbors. That could take a long time. And I could take, you know, my prediction was last November during the presidential election. My prediction was then, and I'll say it now, my prediction is that in 2008, when we go to elect another president, the Iraq situation will still be as big of a question as it is right now. I believe we'll still be there in 2008, although, you know, I don't have a crystal ball and I don't know what will happen.
Well, we will see. That's 4 years away. The sentence I was looking for is as follows. At a time when even many developed sovereign governments cannot be trusted to hold free and fair elections without deep outside scrutiny, elections under hostile occupations should be forbidden, since they have no other purpose than to further entrench the occupiers' interests. I think that's clear. Don, I thank you for the call, and I'll share again. I applaud your intentions and your work on the chat room, and I'll think about what you said.